guy this song's about is a guy I never met. I knew him through a couple of ladies that loved him. He's like a lot of guys I do know, girls. Billy D was 17 when he turned 21, fooling with some foolish things he could have left alone. But he had to try to satisfy a thirst he couldn't name, driven toward the darkness by the devils in his veins. All around the honky-tonks, searching for a sign, getting by on, getting high on women, words, and wine. Some folks called him Crazy Lord, and others called him free. We just called us lucky for the love of Billy D. Born to wander his own way, speaking his own words, facing and forgetting, never warning that he hurt. Making friends and taking any crazy chance he could, getting busted for the bad times and believing in the good. Billy took a beating from a world he meant no harm. The score was written in the scars upon his arm. Some felt he was paying for the life he tried to lead, but all we felt was sorry for our good friend Billy D. It may be his soul was bigger than a body's ought to be, singing songs and bringing laughter to the likes of you and me. 'Cause the world he saw was sadder than the one he tried to find, but it wasn't near as lonesome as the one he left behind. Yesterday they found him on the floor of his hotel, reaching toward the needle, Lord, that drove him down to hell. Some folks called it suicide, others blamed the speed. We all called it crucified when Billy D.O.D. Billy Dalton staggered on the sidewalk. Someone said he stumbled and he fell. Six squad cars came screaming to the rescue, hauled old Billy Dalton off jail. 'Cause the law is for protection of the people. Rules are rules and any fool can see. We don't need no drunks like Billy Dalton scaring decent folks like you and me. No siree. Homer Lee Honeycutt, I wasn't nothing but a hippie, walking through this world without a care. Then one day six strapping brave policemen held down Homer Lee and cut his hair. 'Cause the law is for protection of the people. Rules are rules and any fool can see. We don't need no hairy-headed hippies scaring decent folks like me and Merle. No siree. So thank your lucky stars you got protection. Walk the line and never mind the cost. Don't wonder who them lawmen was protecting when they nailed the Savior to the cross. 'Cause the law is for protection of the people. Rules are rules and any fool can see. We don't need no riddle speaking prophets scaring decent folks like you and me. No siree. What? Next song's for my first and last faithful fan, my daughter, 9 years old. Don't live with me no more. She would meet me in the morning on my way down to the river, waiting patient by the china berry tree, with her feet already dusty from the pathway to the levee, and her little blue jeans rolled up to her knees. I'd pay her no attention as she tagged along beside me, trying hard to copy everything I did. But I couldn't keep from smiling when I'd hear somebody say, "Looky yonder, there goes Jody and the kid." Even after we grew older, we could still be seen together as we walked along the levee holding hands. For as surely as the seasons, she was changing to a woman, and I'd lived enough to call myself a man. And she often lay beside me in the coolness of the evening, till the morning sun was shining on my bed. And at times when she was sleeping, I'd smile when I'd remember how they used to call us Jody and the Kid. Now the world's a little older, and the years have changed the river, 'cause there's houses where they didn't used to be. And on Sundays I go walking down the pathway to the levee with another little girl who follows me. And it makes the old folks smile to see her tag along beside me, doing little things the way her mama did. But it gets a little lonesome when I hear somebody saying, "Looky yonder, there goes Jody and the Kid." Opportunity to introduce my awkward band of thieves. It is as big as it usually is. On my left, out of Muscle Shoals, great songwriter Donnie Fritch playing organ. And equally funky on the other side, producer Tony Joe White. Great songwriter and a great friend, Billy Swan, playing bass. Guess we're missing are the real musicians in the group. It is Norman Blake, who's with Johnny Cash's show, and Sal Yanofsky. I have seen the morning burning golden on the mountain in the sky. aching with the feeling of the freedom of an eagle when she flies. Turning on the world the way she smiled upon my soul as I lay dying. Healing as the colors in the sunshine and the shadows of her eyes. Waking in the morning to the feeling of her fingers on my skin. Wiping out the traces of the people and the places that I've been. Teaching me that yesterday was something that I never thought of trying. Talking of tomorrow and the money, love and time we had to spend. Loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again. Coming close together with the feeling that I've never known before in my time. She ain't ashamed to be a woman nor afraid to be a friend. I don't know the answer to the easy way she opened every door in my mind. But dreaming was as easy as believing it was never gonna end. Loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do. Next song I wrote for a couple of friends of mine, Dennis Hopper, Johnny Cash. It's about them, not about me. And Donnie and Fritz and Billy Swan and Mickey Newberry and Chris Gantry and Brad and Bill. Around when Jack Elliott had a lot to do with it. Shel Silver's name. Harry Dean Stanton and Bobby Newhart, the man that fits into a T. See him wasted on the sidewalks in his jacket and his jeans, wearing yesterday's misfortunes like a smile. Once he had a future full of money, love and dreams, which he spent like they was going out of style. And he keeps right on a-changing for the better or the worse, searching for a shrine he's never found. Never knowing if believing is a blessing or a curse, or if the going up was worth the coming down. He's a poet, he's a picker, he's a prophet, he's a pusher. He's a pilgrim and a preacher and a problem when he's stoned. He's a walking contradiction, partly truth, partly fiction, taking every wrong direction on his lonely way back home. He has tasted good and evil in your bedrooms and your bars, and he's traded in tomorrow for today. Running from his devil's lord and reaching for the stars, and losing all he loves along the way. But if this world keeps right on turning, for the better or the worse, and all he ever gets is older and around, from the rocking of the cradle to the rolling of the hearse, the going up was worth the coming down. He's a poet, he's a liar picker, he's a rocker, he's a pusher, he's a pilgrim and a preacher and a problem when he's stoned. He's a walking contradiction, partly truth and partly fiction, taking every wrong direction on his lonely way back home. Yeah, Donnie, I took all the wrong directions last night. So sad. I know it's over, but life goes on and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window. Make believe you love me one more time. For the good time I'll get along, and you'll find another, and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. There'll be time enough for sadness when you leave me. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing song against the window. Make believe you love me one more time. For the good times
Thank you. I wrote that when I was feeling sorry for myself. Let's go into Casey's Last Ride.
Casey joins the hollow sound of silent people walking down the stairway to the subway in the shadows down below. Following their footsteps through the neon darkened corridors of silent desperation, never speaking to a soul. The poison air he's breathing has a dirty smell of dying, cause it's never seen the sunshine, never felt the rain. But Casey minds the arrows and ignores the fatal echoes of the clicking of the turnstiles and the rattle of his chains. Oh, she said, Casey, it's been so long since I've seen you. Here, she said, just a kiss to make a body smile. See, she said, I've put on new stockings just to please you. Lord, she said, Casey, can you only stay a while? Casey leaves the underground and stops inside the Golden Crown for something wet to wipe away the chill that's on his bone. Seeing his reflection in the lives of all the lonely men who reach for anything they can to keep from going home. Standing in the corner, Casey drinks his pint of bitter, never glancing in the mirror at the people passing by. Then he stumbles as he's leaving, and he wonders if the reason is the beer that's in his belly or the tear that's in his eye. Oh, she said, I suppose you seldom think about me. Now, she said, now that you've a family of your own. Still, she said, it's so blessed good to feel your body. Lord, she said, Casey, it's a shame to be alone. Just a child, but where the grass was greener, she'd done her growing wild, and she tried to spread her tent. Never left the ground, so she turned to dreams at sweet 16 and woke up coming down. But she tries in her way, climbing higher and
she dies each time she fails.
So give her a home or leave her alone. The lady is not for sale. Where's Norman now that we need him? She ain't ashamed to show her soul, and she'll sell it for a song. But free don't mean she's easy. All right for going wrong. So let her be the lady alone she wants so bad to be. And let her win the gentleman that she was born to please.
'Cause she tries in her way, climbing higher. She dies each time she fails, and she fails.
So give her a home or leave her alone. You know the lady not for sale. Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. It didn't hurt this morning, in fact. The beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes, found my cleanest dirty shirt. Had to put someone else's on. And I shaved my face and combed my hair and stumble down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my brain the night before on cigarettes and songs that we'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Then I crossed the empty street, caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something that I'd lost somehow, somewhere along the way. On the Sunday morning sidewalks, wishing, Lord, I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. There ain't nothing short of dying half as lonesome as it sounds. Sleeping city sidewalks, Sunday morning coming down.